Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chuck Coffey of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Back with Chuck in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic No. 3 from Natchitoches, Louisiana on Friday, April 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 46,000 head will be offered, including 9,700 yearling steers, 5,900 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, 20,000 calves on cows. For more information, call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Chuck Coffey, originally from Texas, but has spent most of his adult life in Oklahoma, ranching right now in southern Oklahoma near Springer, and he's on the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, currently serving as the vice chair of the CBB. And he says this last year was a challenging time for the officer team as they worked to put a new top hired hand in place for the CBB.
Yes, we were very pleased with the job Polly had done, and she went on to bigger and better things. But we've recently hired Scott Stewart, who's come into the beef board with us, serving as our CEO, and he's hit the ground running. And I've been amazed at how quickly he has learned the program, because it's not an easy program to absorb.
And it's not just the employees, folks like Scott Stewart, that have got a learning curve facing them as they ramp up their knowledge of the beef checkoff, but it's also beef board members, folks like Chuck Coffey, who've had to learn exactly what the beef checkoff is all about.
I certainly have had a learning curve. For me, I wasn't that familiar with the checkoff. I had not served on the Federation side or anything, so I came in brand new, didn't understand the act and the order, didn't understand the national legislation that took place back in the 80s that established the checkoff for producers across the country. So it's taken me really 2 to 3 years to really get on board and understand, and I'm still learning today.
Chuck Coffey reminds cattle producers that CBB board members are cattle producers just like themselves, and they're working hard to try to improve beef demand and the value of beef for the U.S. cattle industry. He says that means investing dollars internationally and domestically. As far as the international efforts are concerned,
I'm real excited about what's going on in Asia and the Asian countries, in Korea and Japan. Korea, we have an exclusive agreement with Costco to provide them with U.S. beef. In Japan, we've recaptured the market share that we had prior to the cow that stole Christmas.
Domestically, a lot of the emphasis and the dollars have been placed to reach the millennial generation. A lot of those dollars have gone to digital advertising to interact directly with the consumer.
It is. You know, I've got three millennial children. They're into these platforms. They're taking pictures of their food. They're looking up on the website how to cook things. And it's a really neat platform to be able to use. Now, the downside to it is my generation doesn't see a lot of this. We're used to seeing it on TV or reading it in a magazine or so forth. But we're not into that digital media. So there's a large population in the industry who are producers that don't see where our money's going, because they don't see the checkoff promotions on a daily basis like the millennials would.
And that is a concern. I know that you've actually had to allocate some additional producer education or producer information dollars to make sure producers understand that really the mechanics of trying to reach today's consumer.
That's very true. Reaching today's consumer is difficult because news moves so fast. It's hard to target. But we track those reaches, and figure out how many hits we have on websites, what's popular, what's trending, and so forth. And then we push in those areas recipes for beef.
As you get to meetings like this one in Fort Worth at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, what sort of feedback are you getting from cattle producers? What do they want to know from you as one of those that's having some oversight over the checkoff dollar?
You know, I think they are concerned about what their dollar is being used for, because many of these producers in my age group and older aren't seeing what's going on in the checkoff. They're not. You know, they come to town a couple of times a year, and just like I used to do until I got involved with the beef checkoff, but come to town a couple of times a year. So, you know, they're not necessarily thinking checkoff dollars throughout the course of their weeks or their months. And so it's important, I think, for us to get out and educate. I know it's mostly policy here that takes place at TSCRA, but I think it's important to educate them about promotion in the checkoff as well, so they can see that their own people are out there in the field working to increase the value of beef.
Vice Chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Chuck Coffey of Springer, Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma Wind Power has put us in the national spotlight and has invested $20 billion into the state of Oklahoma to make us number two in the nation. But now, our lawmakers want to close Oklahoma for business and break their promises to the wind industry and its investors, landowners, county officials, and school leaders, resulting in bankrupt projects, busted budgets, and lawsuits against the state. The cost? Oklahoma's business reputation around the world. Please call your legislator today and tell them you want to keep wind powering Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.